Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host. It is really wonderful to be here with you. Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for downloading. I'm hoping wherever you are feeling better than I have done over the past little while. So last time, when I actually uploaded the podcast and the blog and everything, I was just recovering from the last few days of COVID because what I do is I meet with Scotty and then I give myself 2 weeks to put the podcast together and put it out. And so in between meeting with Scotty and putting the podcast out, I got laid low for a few days. And you may be able to hear it in my voice that I'm still recovering. Well, I'm recovering still for a good reason, and that's because both of my siblings, my big brother and my little sister, came to Tasmania to visit. And we've had the most massive family week that you have when you haven't seen each other for about a couple of years. So it's been really, really wonderful, but not the most ideal timetable for COVID recovery when you're going out every night and seeing lots of people and talking a lot and things. So I'm still feeling a little bit croaky and strange, but I've had a fantastic week. It's been really, really good to see my siblings. And now, being little introverted me that you know and hopefully love, I'm really looking forward to some normal and some routine and some just let's just do the normal work. And my work is calling to me as well. You haven't seen us for 3 weeks. Do you think you could do some writing now? So that's where I'm at. So I'm here. I'm doing my podcast and it's fantastic. And hopefully by the time I put this out, recording it on Monday the 18th of July, hopefully by the time I upload it on Thursday, as per schedule, I will be even more chirpy and more cheerful than I am now. But I say all this not to get your sympathy, but because my recovery from COVID just gave me a salient reminder of what we should not do when it comes to comparing our lives to others. And so I told the story to Scotty, so I'll let you have a listen and then I'll unpack it a bit more, as always, afterwards.
Ruth Amos is with us again this morning. Good morning, Ruth. How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Scotty. Oh, I'm doing all right. You can probably hear a little bit of my voice that I'm still a little croaky, but I'm doing all right.
So you just had a week isolation.
Yeah, it turned into about 2 weeks in the end because, you know, pre-isolate when Moz is sick and then isolate for myself, and then it took a little while to get over it. So, yeah.
So, you other than a croaky voice, you're feeling a lot better?
Heaps better.
Good. Heaps better. Nice. Yeah, last Thursday, you're like, I don't think I better come in this morning. I'm like, no, you probably sound like you should be in bed.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Nice to have you back in the studios. Yeah. What are we talking about today?
Well, you see, the thing is, when I finally got out of isolation and I could actually go outside the house, I went for a walk along the beach because I was like, yes, I can go for a walk. And all these pensioners, Scotty, were zooming past me. Like, I was walking, but I was walking slowly. And I saw all these lovely, lovely older people, you know, just overtaking on the way up and overtaking on the way back. And I'm like, ugh. And it made me think about how, you know, because it didn't really bother me too much because I knew why I was slow. Like, it was fairly obvious that when you've spent a whole week and a half lying in bed, you're not going to be fast. And I was like, okay, no problem. But how we compare ourselves to other people and how we can look at our life progress and someone else's life progress and think, oh, why are they zooming past me? Why am I so slow? And just what a silly idea that is. What a bad idea it is to do that to ourselves.
Yeah, that is so interesting because it's actually something I've been thinking about recently because I look at other people like, oh man, they're so successful. And, you know, and like at the radio station, you know, we don't earn a lot of money, you know, like in fact, we earn hardly anything. And so it's been a real step of faith for us that work here.
Absolutely.
You know? And so then you look at other people and their salaries and you're like, oh man, you know, like they, you know, but I found that that's just really unhelpful.
Yeah.
And I was actually really challenged by my former boss here, Nathaniel Garvin, who years ago, and we were comparing ourselves to other radio stations and what they're doing and stuff. And he said, no, let's just forget that.
Yeah.
Let's just focus on what God wants us to do as a radio station. And it was such good advice because it's so easy to compare, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I have a podcast, and when you look at the number of listeners to my podcast, I listen to other people's podcasts and I think, yeah, right, I'm going nowhere fast. But the thing is, I know that this is what I'm called to do and what I love to do. I love to do it. So it's like, well, just do it. You know, don't worry about numbers. Don't worry about whatever. I mean, do a good job and do it excellently and do it to the best of your ability. But that's fine. When you've got that attitude, you can do it. But when you're comparing yourself to other people, it just drags you down.
I was going to say, it's really deflating, isn't it? It's just like you look going, oh, man, I'm never going to have, you know, a million subscribers. So why do I even bother?
Why do I even bother? Yeah. And or if you compare yourself to others and you feel better than them, it puffs you up, which is also not a really great, you know, attitude to have. So, yeah, just concentrating on what you're called to do and what your job is. And the only person who knows what's going on in your head or what your background is or all the struggles you're going through, the only person who really knows that is God. And everybody else, you know, it says in the Bible that people look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. He does. So, you know, be true to him, do your thing for him, but then the rest of it can just go hang, I think.
And you can really, like, I really sense genuine people that are just saying, you know what, I'm okay in my own skin. I am who I am. Like, they just seem to me to stand out, and I'm really drawn to them because I'm like, okay, I feel like I can really know this person for who they are. Mm. But there are other people that I'm like, you're just trying to be somebody that you're not. And that, to me, there's a real sense of, oh, I don't know how much I can trust this person because they're putting on a show.
That's right. Yeah, the inauthenticity. Like, we want to work with integrity and we want to just be who we are. And the other thing I find is, like, when I'm starting to worry about not doing enough, I will try and work faster, but there is actually a limit to how much I can do. And so what that ends up happening is it's not that I get more done in the day. It's just that I'm more stressed when I'm doing whatever I'm doing. Whereas if I can relax and say, right, my pace is the right pace, I'm doing the best I can and I'm going as well as I can, then I relax, get the same amount done, but just with a much better attitude and much more peaceful day.
Yeah. Oh, such good advice. Hey, thank you, Ruth.
No worries.
ruthamos.com.au.
That's it.
To find out more about Ruth Amos. Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks. So I want to make clear at this point that I'm not talking about systemic inequity when I'm talking about not making comparisons. I'm not saying, look, you're in your place. You've got, you know, you're being paid less than everyone else, maybe because you're a brown person or you're a First Nations person or you're female, and you should just suck it up and stop comparing yourself to others. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm just as upset about these systemic inequality and the bad stuff that we're becoming more and more aware about. I feel just as badly about that as anybody, I think. And I think it's something that we do need to bring out into the light, bring to the open, and, you know, maybe, yes, talk about our salaries a bit more or think about the police treatment of our First Nations people here in Australia or that kind of thing, and stand up for the widow and the orphan and the stranger. And, you know, the asylum seeker and the refugee and all those things. That's really important stuff and does require comparison. And I can see that. And that's not what I'm talking about today, although I just have. So, you know, if you're, I was going to say, if you're in a position to do something about this, I think we all are. I think it's time now to make some noise, to write to our local MPs, to have discussions in the workplace, to do what we need to do to try and get rid of some of these systemic problems that we have. But that's not the subject of my podcast today, because what I'm talking about, rather than injustice, is just that feeling that you have of guilt because you're not doing as well as somebody else. So, you know, I'm talking about things like the big bugbear of weight. You know, you look at other people and you think, why am I not as skinny and beautiful as this lovely friend that I have? Or why can't I exercise at the same rate as that person? Or the tidiness of our house, you know. You might go around to a friend's place and every time you go around there, they look like something out of a magazine. You don't actually know what goes on behind the scenes there or what might be locked in the bedroom. But you can make these judgments, you can compare, and you can compare your house on a bad day to someone else's house on a good day. And that will do you no good. Or the speed that you work or the number of hours that you work. So I remember when I was in a workplace, it was very easy to see other people who were at work for longer than I was. And maybe they were working just as hard as I was, I don't know. I was working at the speed that I could work and for the hours that I could work. I had children at home I needed to get back to and all that kind of everything. And I can't tell what other people are doing when they're sitting at their computer. I can't tell if they're wasting time or procrastinating like I know I was wasting time or procrastinating. And so I can get all tied up in knots that I'm not doing as well as somebody else, but I never know. I don't know the whole story. Or maybe you're concerned that, you know, you should be spending more time with your family. Maybe you have elderly parents, or maybe there's some other reason why you feel like you should be spending more time with your kids, and you think you see other people's pictures on Instagram or on Facebook about the big family holiday they went on, and you think, oh, I'm not doing very well there, I should be doing that, you know, that sort of thing. Or even, you know, what other people's hobbies are compared to what your hobbies are. One of my big issues in my brain is I love reading, and I will read for hours and hours and hours. I really will. I get involved in a book and can sit there for ages. And it didn't occur to me that other people would think that that was a, you know, morally better thing to do than some other hobby. Like, it's just reading. It's just what I love to do. I feel like I'm wasting time and procrastinating. Other people are like, she reads books. That's the amazing thing. You know, we've got these stories that we tell ourselves in our head. We've got these patterns that we have going around and around, and they're just completely unhelpful because they usually tend to put ourselves down and lift somebody else up, and that person is put on a pedestal where actually they don't really belong, and we're put down in the dirt where we don't belong either, and there's just no point in doing it. And as I said to Scotty, it's the other way around too. Like, if we put ourselves up on a pedestal, hey, I read, I'm so brilliant because my hobby is reading and that's just an amazing thing to do, well, then we're putting other people down and we're puffing ourselves up, and that's completely unhelpful as well and a useless waste of time. So that's the sort of comparison that I'm talking about trying to cut out of our lives. And I think the thing is that most of the time, you'll know this, you're doing your best, even when it is procrastination, even when you are wasting a bit of time. Like, nobody says we have to be productive all the time. In fact, God specifically says that we don't, and that we need to take specific times off to rest. And there may be issues in your life that are causing you to need extra time to work your way up to do specific things. I mean, I've watched the news, and at the moment in Tasmania on the news, there's an awful lot, and I say awful, terrible lot of stories of childhood abuse coming to light. And I'm so glad they're coming to light, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. And if you have that in your history, then just getting out of bed in the morning is a harder thing to do than for me. And the Lord knows I find getting out of bed in the morning hard enough as it is. We all have our struggles. We all have our battles that we're fighting, and we all have our specific energy levels, the way our bodies are working, whether they're going well or not. We all have a massive list of things to do and our way of coping with the overwhelm that everybody seems to be feeling right now. It's all specific to each of us. We cannot compare ourselves to somebody else because nobody else is in our specific life situation. So I think when we do compare ourselves to others, I know I especially feel this with work. When I start thinking I'm not doing enough, look at so-and-so, they're doing so much more, I should be doing more, I'm not doing enough. That feeling of comparison makes me more stressed about my work. But as I said to Scotty, it doesn't make me work any faster because honestly, I can't work any faster. I do what I can do with the energy levels I've got and in the time that I've got, and making the decisions and prioritizing the best way I know how. I'm doing my best. And so if I can relax into that and say, right, well, at the moment, this is what I can do, and I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to worry about what I'm not going to achieve. I'm not going to worry about what I should have achieved yesterday. Oh, that's a bad one. Like, let yesterday go and then concentrate on today, and we'll take tomorrow when it comes. Living in the moment and just living for each day and just doing the best you can, even if you don't feel like that best is very good right now, it doesn't matter. It's your best. That's the thing that we need to concentrate on. You are responsible for some things. And those are the things that you need to work on, and not concentrating on things that you are not responsible for. One specific example for me is that I'm building an online business. I'm trying to sell books. I'm trying to promote my blog and my podcast. And when I drill down and look at the number of listeners or the number of readers, I can get discouraged. I feel like I'm on the beach plodding along while others zoom past, and I can get quite down about it. And the thing is, there are things I could do to increase the numbers, and I struggle to do those things. And so I am working up to do those things so that I can increase the numbers. But I think even if this podcast never takes off and the blog never takes off and the book sales never take off, you can find my year of saying no and all the booksellers. I'm just saying it's on there. It's on the online things. You can find it. But even if it doesn't ever sell thousands and thousands of copies and I just keep plodding along the beach, the thing is that that's what I'm called to do. That's what I'm responsible for. My job is to do the best that I can do. So my job is to produce what I believe to be an excellent podcast, an excellent blog, and I can leave the rest to other people. The numbers, yes, I need to do the job of marketing and things like that too. That's important. That's part of the job. But I can't actually force people to listen to my podcast. I can't go to their phone and download it and press play and say, listen, that's out of my hands. So all I can do is the best I can do with the job that I've got now. And not get discouraged, because this is the thing, I love doing it. I love talking on this podcast, and I enjoy, you know, writing the blog, and I enjoy doing that every fortnight. And so that's my job. That's my thing to do, being faithful to what I'm called to do. And I'm sure there is something that you are called to do. You know, you might be called to fatherhood and stay-at-home fatherhood even. And I tell you what, fatherhood and motherhood, parenting is difficult, because there is no way of knowing whether you're doing an objectively good job or not. It's all completely subjective. I mean, just with a newborn baby, you might have the kind of newborn baby that cries 23 out of 24 hours a day. Or you might have the newborn baby that sleeps 23 out of 24 hours a day. They are two different babies. Very big difference in difficulty level. And it might have not much to do with the parenting at all. You don't know. I found being at home as a parent quite difficult, because there was just no objective way of knowing whether I was doing a good job or not. I love my kids, and I enjoyed having them, and I enjoyed watching them grow up and turn into absolutely brilliant human beings. How much of that is due to me? Who knows? How much of it is due to them making good decisions? Who knows? And so what I loved about parenting was that I went to uni at the same time, and every 6 months I would get a nice little report card saying you got this mark, and it was a percentage and it was objective, and I could say, look at that, I did a good job. But I think as I left uni and left the schooling system and went into business and work and whatever, it's more like parenting. Because there are so many different things that change the outcome, and it's very hard to know completely objectively how good you're doing. And so you just need to say no for yourself. I'm doing my best. I'm being faithful to what I'm called to do. I'm plodding along, sure, but I'm plodding along as fast as I can due to all of the circumstances that nobody else knows about except for me. And that's okay. That's the important thing, because God knows. So there is one person who can objectively look at you and know whether you're doing a good job or not. And that is God, because he sees all of the circumstances and he sees your heart. So 1 Samuel 16, second half of verse 17 says, people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That's, you know, This was when David was anointed king, and David was just a shepherd boy, and his elder brothers thought that he was not even important enough to invite to the dinner where the prophet was coming to anoint someone king. No one would care if he didn't turn up. But God knew, and God cared, and God knew that he would be the king that he wanted. So God can judge us. He knows your background. He knows your energy levels. He knows your mental health. He knows your physical health. He knows everything. And he knows what it's taking for you to do the job that you're doing today. He can accurately judge. And that is good news. It is good news because he loves you so much, he died for you. And so even when we don't do our best, and I love how Brené Brown says, everybody's doing their best all the time. That's a really sweet way of looking at the world. And probably 95% of the time, it's true. But it's not always true. And it's not always true in my life, to be honest. Sometimes I don't try my best. Sometimes I just give up. And that's okay, because at any time when we stuff up, when we mess up, when we give up, we can turn back to God, we can repent and say, I'm sorry, and run into his arms, and we're good. We're good straight away, because he's paid the price. He's done what he needs to do to clean the slate so that we can start again, trying our best with all the circumstances and stuff that we've got. So I want to encourage you today to stop comparing yourself to others, because it's just a useless waste of your time and energy. And I want you to love yourself and love others and keep trying your best, knowing that when you stuff up, you can get a clean slate straight away. Let's just keep plodding, all of us, plodding on the different things that we have to do, moving towards our goals at the speed at which we can. And I hope that what that leads to for you is a more peaceful and joyful experience, finding satisfaction in your work at the speed in which you do the work, and satisfaction in your rest when it's time for you to rest. If this has been helpful for you, as I say, I'm trying to build a podcast here, so please feel free to pass it on to someone else or send them along to ruthamos.com.au to sign up to the newsletter, which will give them all the links. And if this has brought up stuff you'd like to chat about, please send me an email, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, or on Twitter at A Quiet Life Blog. And I really look forward to chatting to you. We'll have another talk about I don't know what, but I have to come up with it in the next 4 days. So stay tuned, and I'll chat to you next time.